only what they expected to see. The crow found this even more promising as he circled. He knew these white horses. Their riders were never cruel, often kind, and always well-fed enough to offer a bite or two to a crow. The only question now was, did they like crows? Amelie chuckled silently. Of course she liked crows. Sometimes, before Bear had fixed her leg, crows had given her endless hours of amusement. They were among the first birds to come when she tossed bits of food, quickly learned not only to recognize that she wasn't a threat, but to recognize her even at a distance, and their antics made her laugh. The humans were camped some distance away from the road, and had followed a track between two sheep meadows to get here. The van was parked beside a neat little building which anyone in Valdemar would recognize as a way station, but the four people from the caravan were not making use of it at the moment. The door was closed, with the bar on the outside still in place. There was a well, a proper one, with a stone wall around it and a wooden canopy over it, with a wooden hatch to keep it clean when not in use. And they had made use of that, for the bucket suspended under the canopy was still wet. They were all sitting on rugs spread on the grass around a fire. It appeared that they had gotten their dinner elsewhere, perhaps at